Hello, welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 3. The scene's stuttering back into life after the festive period. Promos are starting to build up in the inbox, but they're still full of complete shit. And that's why we're here, to pick the best tracks from the recent batch. If you're not familiar with the format, there's myself, Richie Hartness, who is Untitled Music, and...
And this is Massi Alessandrini, a.k.a. DJ Dika, founder of Strictly Underground Music.
And this podcast. So the way it works, we've each chosen 5 tracks this week from the various emails. I've no idea what Massi's chosen.
Correct.
And he's no idea what I've chosen.
Not a clue.
We're going to play them. We're going to talk about them. We're going to say what we think about them. And hopefully you'll like them enough to go and buy them. We should start by saying a big thanks to everyone that gave us comments on the last show, especially Nadia Lim, Deep Spele, Dilby, Tim from What Happens, who we'll talk a little bit more about later on, Will at Some Such, Vincenzo, which you're
Derbert,
more...
Yes.
Do you want to say that because you're Italian?
Vincenzo.
Yeah, you say it much better than me, from La Pitta Records, and Marvin LaRose, who I'd never really heard of until Massi kind of played him last week.
That's good.
So thank you to all of those people that kind of commented and shared and stuff like that. That's really important to the success of the show, as is kind of downloading it. You can download it from strictlyum.com/iTunes. iTunes is good for us because we get to see some proper stats.
Yes.
Or if you still like using shitty SoundCloud, as we're now going to call it, you can get us on soundcloud.com/strictlyum.
All right, fantastic, man. I'm very excited to be back again.
Me too.
So as you said, we don't know what music we're going to play. We have no idea.
Other than we seem to be trying to pick ones that the other person won't like.
Yes.
And you say you like everything because you don't like upsetting people.
Exactly.
And I end up slagging everyone out.
That's a good combo, right?
Yeah.
Bad cop, good cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good cop, grumpy cop.
Exactly. And on that, actually, I just wanted to say that I've got 5 tracks. I think you're going to hate them so much, so I cannot wait to play them all. But yeah, so the first track is, I mean, you guys have been hearing it in the background, but I got something nice and deep to start with, just to make you think that that's the way I'm going to go, and then I'm going to steer, I'm going to go in another direction, so...
I thought I'd proved by now that I'm not just about deep house that's really morose and miserable. I've even got vocals this week.
Oh, I don't know. What's happening, man?
I just do that to annoy you now.
Just picking up vocal tracks. Yeah. But yeah.
No. Go on, man. What you got?
Yes. So we are starting with, you know these peeps really well. So the track that is playing now that we're going to play very shortly is on Delve Deeper Recordings. The release is number 11. And this is, pronunciation here, Johannes featuring Hetzel, and the track is called Turn It Around, and it's a house mix.
A house mix.
And
how novel for a house music show.
And it's nice and nice and vibing, and I find it very soulful, and it takes me back to those beautiful days.
Oh, you old romantic.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
that was Johannes featuring Hazel. The track is called Turn It Around, and this is the house mix. And it's out on Delve Deeper Recordings number 11. Pregnant Pulse.
Why did you always do this to me on the first one? Like, Delve Deeper, Liam's going, great guns, eh? I'm very jealous of all the exposure and the success he's having on charts and stuff like that.
Man, he's getting some attention.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Yeah.
New label, kind of cracking along, nice variety. Didn't like the track. It was all right. It was what it was, really. Kind of a bit old school. Kind of, it does feel like an old school. I can imagine why it's taking you back to your glory years of having hair.
Yes.
And, but it just kind of bumped along, really.
Didn't
make me go, wow, what an amazing tune. I'd probably be wrong. It was probably like number 20 in the top 100 or something like that as a result. But it just goes to show what I know.
Well, I think that's a good start. We're warming up.
But I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
People who buy the track, when you get to the end, right? It ends on like a cymbal thing
But that's a closure, isn't it? Well, like, it's a way to, you know, to close. No, you didn't like the...
I don't know. I'm a bit of a fussy bugger when it comes to the ends of things. Like, people either, like, try and do this whole little breakdown thing to the barest element.
Yeah.
Or they just fade it out. No one's going to play it to the fucking end anyway.
But, you know, we make it DJ-friendly and all that kind of stuff.
What DJ gives a shit about the... at the end? He's already mixed it by then. Unless you're me and you just let it fade out and crossfade across.
That's not what you...
That's
how you do it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I learned it from someone that plays on a radio station near here.
Oh, fantastic. I think we shouldn't reveal all our secrets right away because you know...
But Liam's doing great. Liam's doing great with that label. I've taught him pretty much everything he knows.
Oh, that's why. And actually, we were talking about this the other day. Not about the fact that you...
Taught him everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't, but...
Yeah. But we won't get into this because it can be quite a depressing discussion. But you know,
already,
right? Yeah, exactly. You know what? Now let's wait.
Let's wait.
Let's go because otherwise,
let's keep the deep and meaningful bit to the end.
Have you got something deep coming through? Or what are you?
No, it's probably in the same kind of vibe. Actually, you're gonna, go on and play it, and I'll tell you what it is after.
Okay, there we go.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
Kinky Movement, Onesie, dub mix. Onesie's a shit title, isn't it? On Salted Music, everyone will know that's Miguel Meggs' label. It's from the Everything In Between EP. It's out 12th of February. There was a couple of mixes on there I really liked. It was that, yeah. That's the dub mix I preferred. The original mix had this filtered vocal thing, which sounded quite commercial.
Okay.
But with Winter Music Conference looming on the horizon somewhere, you can imagine Salted will start beefing up their kind of crossover stuff for that.
Yeah. What do I think?
I'm nodding at you because it's like a psychic. I nod at you.
Exactly.
And what do you think?
What do you think? Great bass line. I wasn't expecting there.
You never are.
No, but what else? Solid drums, vibing drums. I enjoyed that. But again, the drop is super solid.
Good few drops in there as well.
Yes, and I did say super, because I know that Paul really likes that. Super solid.
Super drops for super solid.
Nothing wrong with it, man. Just grooving, just tracking along, rolling and rolling. Couple of breaks, nice and easy. Yeah, good start, man.
If the vocal on the original had been a bit less commercial, it would have been
absolutely perfect.
Cracking track, but as it is, it's still a pretty good one.
Yeah, there are a couple. I think you can hear a couple of, they're not cheesy samples, but you know, check it out, that kind of stuff. So it is a little bit more different targeting. I don't know, but yeah, I think your theory of.
I saw an interview with Miguel Miggs online the other day. Was it some? Might have been Bangkok bar.
Yeah.
He was interviewed. He was quite intense. I didn't expect that. I kind of thought he'd be a bit of a party boy, but he was really serious about it. It was quite nice to see, actually. So
yes, very professional, isn't it?
Yeah, he's grown in my estimations, and I already thought he was a bit great.
Yes, and production-wise, nothing to argue. Nothing. I mean, he's been doing great.
He said of the Salted, his label, it was just a bit of fun.
It was just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun.
I was like, wow, I wish I could have a little bit of fun and, you know... Get to where he shit. Wow.
Just a bit of fun. Got a stack.
Wow. Yes.
Right, your turn again then.
Yeah, no, that comment just let me...
You just want to dwell on that, don't you? He's just having a bit of fun.
Wow.
Making millions. Probably. He's not, no.
No, probably not, but it's definitely...
Probably from the DJing though.
Probably doing well with the label, man. I mean, Salted.
Yeah.
Good stuff. How am I going to follow up? I'm not going to announce it. The track is playing in the background already. We're just going to go with it and then see what you think, man.
Okay,
cool.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
That was Stolen Soul, and this is a 2016 rework from John Guillaume and JT Donaldson. This is out on Supremus Records, and this is the first release on this label. Basically, what it is they've picked a bunch of tracks that John produced over the years, if I got that right, and basically they've been remastered.
Is it his label? Do we know?
No, Supremus, no, I don't believe so. We can definitely investigate more, but yeah. I don't think he's involved with the label. Why you tell me what you think about it, I'm going to Google it.
All right. I thought it was good. I like Guillaume or John. We have no idea how to pronounce that. It's French, so...
I think you're right, Guillaume, eh?
Guillaume. Yeah. I would have said it was Guillaume, but then I would have said it was Giant Bikes, but they all call him Giant here in New Zealand, anyway.
Yes, and that's why I said John, because that would be, the Italian one. But anyway.
Whoever remastered it is a genius, because it sounded good. I hope it was Rob Small, mastering, plug for him.
Yes.
But it sounded really good. He's not been around that much, really, has he? He went off and did some live drumming and stuff like that. So it's nice to see him back with some music.
Yeah. So, yes, it is actually his own label.
His label?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to guess he's used Rob Smalling, because Lost My Dog used Lost Rob Smalling, which is why I use him. And... unless he's learned how to master himself while he's been around the world drumming, I don't know. Anyway,
exactly.
It's a big album. What was it, 11 tracks or something like that?
There are quite a few. Let me double check.
That was good. I enjoyed it. Kind of after the breakdown, it really got lively. 11 tracks.
Yeah, 11 tracks on the.
If they all sound as crisp and clean as that, and are all as kind of DJ orientated as that, which is no surprise given his background.
Yeah.
Fun, lively, well produced, nicely musical. I think it shines the benefit of him being actually a music person making music rather than just someone trying to make music. He's actually a musician who's creating music. Can't wait to hear some new stuff from him then on his new label Supremus.
He's
still wearing cool glasses though, isn't he?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's got some style.
He's a photogenic little bugger, isn't he?
He's got some style. You say it right. They're basically all the tracks they're that good. I mean, the remastering process is fantastic. They're all very crisp and very, nice.
Do they actually take the last master, or they just go back to the original properties, don't they? You don't remaster, do you? You start again, surely.
I would assume you probably go and fish your old projects.
Yeah.
And you work on the pre-master again, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's good. It's nice. I'm kind of... I didn't get the promo because I didn't... I unsubscribed from Double Yoke because they were annoying me with the interface at the time.
With the wrong stuff.
See, there was always a grumpy angle to everything, isn't there? I was annoyed with another promo company again, as usual. So I unsubscribed, and now I'm thinking, maybe I should have done that. But there you go.
I've been receiving some really good stuff, man, lately. Well, lately, at least for the last year.
Do I go cap in hand and say, I'm sorry? Can I go back on that list?
Why not, man?
If I was them, I'd be like, fuck off. Next up, we've got back to iTom. You know how I like a good iTom.
Yeah.
Three promos from them since our last show.
Wow.
They're busy. And I've actually got two different promos of the three. So two out of three. Well done, lads.
Yes.
And I can't think of anything to really take the mick out of yet, because you've not done any saucy Santa covers this time. But this one's S-Lap, All I Ever Wanted.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
On iTunes, that's out 9th of February.
And I'm gonna get there. Because remember, buy the music.
Buy the music, support the artist.
Support the label.
Keep the retail store
happy.
Profitable.
Exactly. Wow, man. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that's surprised you picked two more.
But only one more.
Oh, Hollywood.
But
two in total. So
that apparently is S-Lap's debut EP on iTunes. I don't know whether that means they've got other stuff. And to be honest, it was four tracks of that kind of shit.
Wow.
All over it. High octane, spoken vocals, slapping bass lines.
Yes.
The thing I liked about it, there was loads of drops in that thing.
Yes.
Like, kind of like, you just know that pleases people, eh? Because it's kind of like, oh, and there's that little kind of filtery thing going on there.
Yes, a couple of cheeky poses every now and then. I like when
the vocal kind of reminded me of Opus 3, It's a Fine Day from back in the day.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Because it did remind me of something. I couldn't remember what.
Kind of esoteric, kind of.
Yes.
Ethereal, or whatever you call it. It's a big word, isn't it?
Well, yet again, another solid track. I mean, the first drop, massive drop. I like it. We go back to the fact, keep it simple, people. I think keep it simple because simple is the best way. You know, you got to experiment, but sometimes the best grooves are just, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can play around with stuff, and I reckon, I mean, I'm still learning a lot. I've got years of learning ahead of me, but, you know, sometimes you want to be different and you want to try to create something new and completely different. But I think unless you're FX Twin, which means you can get away with recording your grandmother farting, really, and you'd be, you know, oh, it's fucking genius. This guy's a genius, right? Oh, that's his grandmother. They're farting right there in the corner. It's like, yeah, but the reverb on the fart, man.
Yeah,
fucking
Aphex from there. Let's get Rihanna to fart.
Yeah, exactly. But they're gonna all hate me because they all love Aphex Twin. I do respect the guy; he's a great producer. But what I was trying to say is that, you know,
I'm still not recovered from doing that thing with where his head was on girls' bodies and things.
That,
like
that shocked me for life, man. I know, right?
I was scared by that.
But obviously, talking about a genius here. But what I was trying to say is that keep it simple. You know, a good rhythm is a good rhythm after all.
Yeah,
you don't need to go nuts about it. And that was a great track.
You just like everything. I must point out.
I'm so excited.
You're rambling about Aphex Twin farting grandmothers.
Yeah,
Massey's drinking water, right?
I'm
drinking imported Australian beer for my sins, and Massey's drinking water, and he's the one gibbering like an idiot. Next track.
Hey, the water is actually high octane.
It's even out of a posh bottle.
This is a posh, high filtered fucking shit coming from
a restaurant.
We got the tap, comes straight from the mountain.
Straight from the mountain at the Hobbit's lair.
Exactly. So it's the good shit, man. It's that me now.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, fantastic. All right, let's listen to it, man, and then we can bitch and moan about it, right?
Sounds all right to me.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
In another direction, in another
Yes.
We're playing another track from Colin Peach here. This is still from the same EP because I liked so much the track you played last time. I went back to listen to the entire EP and I actually think that this is another great production. So this is still Finest Wear. The track is called Another Direction, original mix. And this is out on Color and Peach number 17.
And it's out already?
And yes, I think it's out already, yeah.
Well, we'll be pleased, won't we?
Yeah, I mean, wow, look at that.
Yeah, nice. Another three in a row. Is that three in a row?
I think it is.
We're going to start charging him. I'll be honest, right?
Yeah.
This is my view as you were playing that.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those tracks which appeals to producers more than it does critics like me.
Okay.
Like, yet again, kind of, we've talked already about his kind of his production values, the warmth, the kind of the craft that he gets into it. Will being able to pick a good one. Even stole a track from me once, actually. Yeah. Bagsy did, but he did. Bagsy did first, apparently. I think it's kind of that kind of track that you sit and you listen and you enjoy over a glass of wine or a glass of beer or whatever, you know, you do, whether that's anything else that you want to do or whatever. But it's kind of like a listening track rather than a dancey track, which is kind of, you know, the whole EP is kind of listening music, which is cool. But I think it appeals more to you than me because it's kind of production value and you get off on all of that. Whereas I'm thinking, yeah, it's all right. I like it.
Okay.
Like, I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be rushing out to buy it on that one. Last week's killer. That one. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
7 out of 10.
Yeah. He's really good at just mixing together the perfect amount of instruments, so if we want to define them. So, and it just that. The way he played with the vocals, the pitch, the tonality, and the chords that he's playing is just kind of, I find it very touchy as a song. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think
very emotional vibe.
I think that's his key, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of like he's able to switch into a more straightforward, here's something you might play if you were DJing.
Yeah.
All right, maybe bar music rather than club music.
Yes.
But he's also kind of ticking that box, you know, and that goes to prove what a talent he is and the fact that he's time served, isn't he?
Yes.
And there's a bit of kind of, you know, Will's obviously doing some work with BBE and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that whole, not alternative, but more crafty side of the music's coming through on Colour and Pitch. Jesus, he's going to have to pay us for all this publicity, isn't he? But it's coming through, isn't it? And it's another good song, but kind of not as cracking as the one from episode two.
Yeah.
Which you can download from strictlyum.com/iTunes.
Exactly. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, you should definitely do that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Just in case.
Great.
Just in case this is the first time you came across us just having a beer and water and
thinking, what the
hell is going on? Yes, I'm hoping in the future I would love to be able to collaborate with the guy on a project of any sort. Doesn't really matter what kind of music or, you know.
Finest Wear, if you're listening, we at UM Records have an EP of Massey's with two tracks looking for a remixer.
Oh, there you go. You never know.
Interested? You know my email address.
He might be interested. Yeah. He will be able to.
Short time for him.
To put a spin on it. How many days has he got? A week?
14th of March, we're trying to
Okay, all right. Come on, mate. Let's do it. Anyway, let's move on.
Anyway, moving along. The next Itom record.
Oh,
Itom?
Okay.
Itom? Is that how you pronounce it?
Itom, yeah.
Must be. Yeah. Anyway, here you go.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by by Strictly Underground Music.
Grandi, Say Yule. That's the Moti Brothers remix on their own iTone Records. It's from the Say Yule EP, out 24th of February this year. Marco Grandi, Budapest DJ, being on iTone, Limitation, Ready Mix, What Happens, Spring Tube, that kind of crop of labels, which kind of says he's got a bit of class, but there's absolutely sod all on social media about him at all. His name's one of those that I was kind of like, I kind of know him, but I don't know him, and I couldn't tell you any tracks that he'd written, but EP was all right. Well, no, it wasn't actually. That was the best track on the EP by a long way.
Oh, wow.
And I chose it because of guitar. I know you like a bit of guitar.
Yes. Right away, the first thing I said, I was like, why are we listening? Nice and simple. To be honest, tune, you know what? Really a bit. Really just going with it. I'll be shaking my ass to that, man. To be on the D floor.
Imagine that, ladies.
On the D floor.
Where are you from? Roma, actually.
And I was just saying, while we were listening, you're getting good at this shit, so you're pinging some great tunes. I might have to step it up here.
Yeah.
So.
You need to bring it.
Yes.
I think, as they say, Gwen Stefani's household. Is that a milkshake to the yard? No, that was something else. Will needs to pay us for all the self-promotion that we're doing for him.
Obviously,
the Moti Brothers, if you could just send a check.
That'd be good.
In euros.
Yes.
That'd be good for everyone.
Yeah. All happy. Everybody wins. Yeah. Nice and easy. We're going to leave all the details about your bank account at the end of the show.
Yeah, well, end of the show in the deep and meaningful bit.
So, yeah, exactly, when we get serious about stuff.
Which we have actually got a deep and meaningful bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's coming. Look at that.
Yeah.
But before we get there, so next track.
Next track's your turn.
Yes, you're going to like it.
We are the prophets. And why must it end for them to get what we need?
Vibing it. Look at this.
It's got a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
All right. So, this, you've listened to Pat Lezismo featuring Kato. And the track is called Prophets and Sages. And this is out on actually Pat Lezismo's a vinyl only label called Music and Friends Records. And this is going to be out on March the 7th, 2016, catalog number four. And the one that I was playing is the original mix. The actual EP is Ed Jazz remixes. There are three different remixes from the man.
Was that not the Ed Jazz remix?
No, that was the original mix.
Oh, sorry. It was good. Kind of already feels like an Ed Jazz track,
yeah,
before it was even remixed by him, so kind of got that vocally urban-y kind of, I don't know, it kind of makes me think of early Massive Attack sort of tracks.
Oh, very interesting.
Kind of
okay.
Where the vocal really carries you with it. It's nice that it's vinyl only.
They're doing well.
Another promo on Double York that I didn't get because I'm not on their list. It's my own fault. I've learnt my lesson.
But yeah, lovely. I don't know the guys personally. All I'm getting is good vibes from what I see, you know.
It's kind of a feel-good
online
track, eh?
Yes.
It's kind of just nice and up.
Very
soft. Without being tough or...
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? When you get a track like that, it's all about the vocal. You end up not really listening to the musical bits. Like, it was there and it was beaty and we were kind of bopping along and stuff like that. But really, you just kind of... You're flowing and...
Yes.
I've had too many beers. You're flowing emotionally with the vocal.
I couldn't agree more, yes.
You know,
you're
kind of get lost in that. It washes all around you and stuff like that, which
carries you away.
Kind of just, you know, I'm sure Giles Peterson loves that.
Absolutely. And the remixes are actually good.
Yeah.
The only reason why I picked this is because I really liked it. Of course, it just spoke to me a little bit more. I think there's a dub remix. An instrumental remix from other jazz, but yeah, great remixes. Don't get me wrong.
Interesting sign, isn't it? More and more producers having their own labels and stuff like that, which is kind of something I know we've banged on about a little bit previously, kind of like it makes sense to control it and stuff like that and do it your way.
Especially in these days, right? Mm. And at least, well, you got to be careful though. What I mean is, yes, it does give you more control and, you know, you're free. You don't need to write for another label or a label. You can write your music and because of your label, you can push it out. I think you got to be careful when you do that because you don't want to end up pushing mediocre.
I was going to stop and say, you don't want to be pushing shit uphill.
Yes, exactly, right? And just because it's your label, I'm going to produce my own music and
No, you can see some people would abuse it and just kind of start putting their own shit out on their own something or other label.
Exactly. But you know, this is a nice label, man. Go and check them. And you know them already, but if you guys don't know them, go and check them out.
And if you're one of those vinyl lovers, they're
absolutely.
All absolutely. Massey was telling me they're all hand greened and stamped.
And they print them on this really nice organic material. If you are a nerd like me that likes to collect vinyl as well, rather than just listen to them,
but worth it.
Yes. All right. So after this. A soulful interlude.
Oh yeah,
we're moving on.
This is going to change the mood a bit.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Control One on Definition Music. It's not out till the 11th of February. And Frag Madden's been on Upon You, Noir, Bondage. So you get the idea.
What, do I get the idea? What the hell was that about? That was awesome again, because I like everything, but...
You just can't help yourself, can you?
I just like it. I just like it. I'm so excited. Wow, that I would never... How did you... What? What's going...
Well, I found it, right? I found it because the artwork was nice, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like...
Well, that's kind of what I do as well. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I can relate to that.
And then I kind of listened to it. It was an EP. I think there's three tracks on the EP. For me, that's the best. I kind of liked it. Eerie kind of twilight, twisted twilight zone.
Yeah.
Deep. Darkness kind of thing that it had going on. So I emailed the label. You couldn't get in touch with the label. They had all sorts of hoops and things to jump through. They obviously don't want to talk to anyone. So I messaged Frag Madden himself on SoundCloud saying, look, really like the track, would love to play it on this show.
Wow.
And he sent me it.
Wow, okay, that's really nice.
And he was, what a bloody nice bloke.
Yes, that is really nice. And wow, what a track.
So he's a Berlin producer.
Oh, awesome.
Which kind of, these days, that's kind of like, oh, he's bloody good, isn't he? He's from Berlin.
Yeah, right away.
But kind of, I just liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Odd.
Yes.
Not really my thing, but if you played that, I'd love that.
Yes.
And I do.
How do you say, what's the word? Quirky? A little bit quirky, but yeah. A little bit quirky. I was just surprised that, you know, you picked that. I would never see you
full of surprises.
See, I know, right?
Next week, really? I'm going one direction.
And I'm going to go the opposite direction.
Right.
But no, another, what's the label called again?
Definition, is that a semicolon?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah, Definition Music.
Semicolon Music, all one word.
Really nice.
I've posted it on social media a couple of times.
Cool. I'm definitely going to check the guy.
And I'll be playing it on the next Untitled mix, I think.
Wow.
If I can possibly mix that, because it's a bit challenging.
Yeah,
for us.
That's, yeah, you'll have
to. I'm sure I'll be able to sync it.
Let's go.
I gotta get this pronunciation right. That was Soichi Terada, and the track that you didn't like.
It's called, give it away.
It's called Saturday Love Sunday, and this is basically out on Rush Hour Music. And this is, it's almost like a compilation of
let's just cut to it.
What?
Oh no, I was just giving you
all
the
story. I can see all the blurb you've got to read out. Jesus. What? Just explain.
What? You didn't like that?
Tell me what you did.
I don't know. It just speaks to me. Again.
What, do you need a new calendar?
Now, the good thing about this.
Oh, there is a good thing, isn't there?
There is a good thing about
this. Because that was bad.
So, sounds from the Far East. Let's say how it is, right? So, basically, this is nothing else but a collection of, you know, of the best of the best of the best. So.
The best of the best. So the blurb, which Massey's got here, right, has got, can't do that, Yokota, who I remember from, like, way back. Sure I had a couple of 12 inches of his.
Yes.
The songs are all from the early 90s. Jesus, yep. Don't they sound it? And that's the best of the best from some Paradise Garage gem called Sunshine. What? Total bobbins.
You didn't enjoy that?
No, that was the worst song you've picked in three shows.
Oh, my God. But people out there, please, come on, support me here. I need your support. Drop us a comment. Let us know what you think of this track. Let's see if we can convince Richard that this is actually some good stuff.
Yeah, see if you can find 10 people that think that's worth parting with their hard-earned cash for.
Definitely different, but apparently...
When is it out?
Oh, it's already out. You can find it. Oh, yeah,
it must have been in the charts and I've missed it.
You go Rush Hour Music... .com, and they also have an account on Bandcamp, so that's, you can buy the vinyl if you want to.
if you really want to waste some more money.
I'm gonna buy it, man.
Is there anything else on the album that betters that?
Definitely. I mean, I picked this because this is a bit unusual.
Really?
Right? But
Monday,
hey,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Just in case you get lost. Anyway. So we should move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
That was an experiment. Really didn't.
I have no idea what we're going to play in the background while we do the deep and meaningful bit.
Oh, yes, of course.
So we kind of, there was a bit of chat in the last show. You may remember it. Chat, stroke, waffle about the lifespan of a record.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. I, as I do, kind of said, 2 weeks, you know, max, sort of thing. Tim Anderson from What Happens commented on the post on Facebook, and some of you may have seen that. We hope you did see them, and some of you probably didn't. But kind of in a right to reply, we thought it was probably right and proper that we talked about what Tim said. And he kind of, as you'd imagine, you know, despite lavishing us with praise for being honest, the only people in the whole industry being honest, and I don't think he was talking about Jesus Pablo being dishonest, but maybe he was. He was also kind of makes a great point, and I don't want to read out all of the comments that he did, but essentially he was kind of saying, you know, he thinks that DJs and producers that are actually playing gigs are probably doing a bit better because they're creating a bit more of a scene around themselves. And then those people that have actually got followers on Beatport and Tracksource, you know, people, well, I don't think you can follow someone on Tracksource, but Beatport especially, those are the numbers that get more important than what people perceive as the most important social media in SoundCloud and Facebook. And he's kind of the cut and thruster was really, you know, something that we did allude to in some of the chat that we're doing around the music often sounding different when it's played in the club as to when it's played like we're playing it now. And kind of, I think we've mentioned that a few times previously. I guess one of the things I wanted to add to what Tim had said there before you comment was around kind of, you know, Tim's probably a bit of a freak in the industry at the moment, in someone that works quite hard on social media. He posts his tracks. He makes sure that people are trying to get them played. He worries about getting the exposure far more than anyone else I've dealt with, bar a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, we're talking about this this earlier on, and well, you know what, it's right. And while we're having a pizza before,
so Italian,
of course. It is the unfortunate reality of these days, right? So everybody can produce, everybody can be a DJ, and so on. But again, obviously, if I'm producing in my bedroom studio or in my studio, whatever it is, and that's all I'm doing, though, what I mean is, you know, I can produce and I can put mixes together and might have a following on SoundCloud and on Facebook. But if I don't go out and play in clubs and do your networking out there, you really don't know what's going on. So I think what he's also trying to say is that which I think you said already, but anyway, just to reinforce that, I agree with both of you, is that the music you're going to produce is completely different. Because if you are actually hanging out in clubs, going and actually having the possibility to go and not just playing gigs, but you got to get out there because you need to know what's happening on the floor, on the dance floor, right? I think that's why we're getting a lot of deep house. There's a lot of deep house, but it's produced to be, it's like listening music. It's not really designed to be danced to, you know what I mean.
I think kind of right at the end of what Tim said on Facebook, and it's there for everyone to see, so you can read the whole thing. But he kind of talks about people spending far too much time trying to look busy on Facebook.
And that's, yes.
You know, we were talking over pizza, of which it was delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. to the pizza place that I can't remember the name of, but there you go. So people trying to look busy on social media and, you know, posting bloody clips of whatever files they're working with and, you know, Instagramming the keyboard and whatnot. And like, is that really what we've boiled it down to? Like, wow, you know, Massey's got a shitload of kit right in front of us. Microphones and rubberized buttons.
Rubberized buttons.
Things with Ableton written on them and machine spelt wrong and things like that. And a screen is bigger than my TV and stuff like that. But, you know, who really gives a flying
toss?
About, I mean, even one of them is called a big knob. I mean, it just says everything, doesn't it? Like, no one cares whether or not Massey's got a big knob. Well, that's there are probably some people. But we're digging this hole. But it's becoming irrelevant, hasn't it? Kind of like, here's all my glorious kit. I must be a really serious producer rather than someone like Tim, who I think most people have got an awful lot of respect for, who are out there working their ass off week in, week out, running Denmark's biggest, favoritest, most prolific, gets the best names, clubs.
Running labels, producing music, and so on. It's a bit sad. We live by Facebook, we live by, you know, the standards that they want us to live by, really. And most of the time it's all about likes. It is not all about likes, but that's how it works, right? And what do you do? I think I try to be not too active about music because I like to promote something when I do have something. A final product. And then I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah.
But
Well, that would make much more room for pictures of Donald Trump on my newsfeed and pictures of snow this week.
Like, oh, yes, I've been. Yeah,
right, it snows. Have you lived anywhere else in the world?
but how do you... There's not a fix right now, is there?
No, there's not. Other than making good music, like we're trying to choose here, and cutting through all of the crap that we get sent.
Yes.
So it's really important that you subscribe to this very important show.
And most importantly, you can get our show on iTunes. And what's the address for that?
strictlyum.com/iTunes.
There you go.
You can subscribe and it'll get delivered to your iTunes inbox without any effort, which is great.
You don't need to worry about anything. But before we move on to your last track, can I just add something to that? Not that people out there might care about it, but
it is also, you know, there is that. There is all the Facebook discussion, and there is a lot of chaff going on. There is a lot of noise out there, right? There is really, there isn't a filter. There isn't a quality filter. So you get swamped with everything that you can think of. And most of the stuff is crap. There is a lot of good stuff. But then you can see how the good stuff gets submerged by the average discussions, the average post, and all that. What I wanted to say is that I can relate to that partially, because although I try not to do it, you know, if you think about a producer in these days, a guy or a woman they're producing from their own bedroom, so they're not famous yet. They want to get there. They need the attention, and the only because they're not playing in clubs, because they're not part of the scene yet, the only way they can do it for now is actually trying to gain attention and a follow on Facebook.
And just end up into who shouts loudest.
Probably. There is that too. But I can understand, and I do relate. It's really hard. And it's not really hard to get noticed, because it's not, for me, for example, it's not just about, oh, look at me, look how cool I am. It's about you just fundamentally, you're trying to send a message out there. You know, you put your sweat and blood into producing this music, and the risk is that you put it out there, nobody's actually listening, because nobody's actually seeing your bloody damn post on Facebook and everywhere else. Anyway.
Yeah, I suppose it kind of, part of me thinks it turns into this horrific commercial curve, doesn't it? Because ultimately the retail stores want to promote the tracks that will sell more because they make more.
Yeah.
SoundCloud's gone into this kind of, your feeds now pretty much trying to find new material in your feed.
Not easy.
Gets harder and harder, because it's whether someone's liked something, reposted something, commented on something, it kind of totally skews the pecking order of it. It is becoming very difficult. I appreciate that for new emerging talent to get heard amongst all of the noise, because the commerciality of it is driving it.
Yeah.
Lucky we are here.
Yes.
Because no one's ever heard of this shit that we're playing.
You're here to provide you.
Speaking of which.
Yes.
Final track.
All right.
There's the deep and meaningful bit out of the way. As ever, you can have a little comment or whatever. I'm sure Tim will have something to say about that.
Yes, let us know what you think.
And we'll. Yeah. You know, because you've had a lot out of this. We could do with a bit of back scratching. Final track then comes from Tom Lowne, who is an old friend of everyone. Well, everyone. Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Lucky Son, which is him under a different name. On his own label, Lucky Sun Recordings, he was very inventive coming up with the names, and the track is called Found. We'll be right back.
listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
So that's Lucky Sun, found on Lucky Sun Recordings. It's out 1st of March.
The hell is happening to you?
Eclectic.
Wow.
Did it on purpose.
I was saying while we were listening, Buddha Bar, do you remember? Buddha Bar Compilations.
Yeah, yeah.
Café de Mar.
Very Balearic.
Yeah. Totally different. Totally different vibe, but I like to close the show with something like that.
I'm not sure what release number that is on Lucky Sun. It must be 4 or 5 by now, I think. 4 tracks. There's a Greenfish remix on there. It's worth checking out. Personally,
yep.
Kind of knowing Tom from Lost My Dog days when I used to do promo stuff for them. It's really nice to see him expressing himself, to be honest. Kind of, he's been there, done that, done the house thing. He's kind of doing obviously something that he feels quite passionate about, this more down tempo, very emotive kind of Balearic house.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful vibe, can we say that?
Yeah,
very chill out. And I was just thinking that what you just said, I think you said, you know, it's after he's been there, he's done that, after doing that, and then that's kind of maybe now doing something that he really likes. And
yeah, a bit like Deep Spell, you know, he's going a bit techier and Tom's going a bit,
yes,
a bit mellower and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I was just thinking how liberating that must feel when you get to the point where it's like, hey, look, I've been working on that kind of music for a long time now. Actually, this is what I want to do, and I'm really good at it. So, yeah, I'm just going to go with it. And, yeah, wow.
Not like you can say that, then, is it? You,
no.
You liked another track you like.
No, I'm just... the other thing is that, yeah, again, you got me by surprise. Yeah. But great way to finish the show, man.
Great way to finish another show.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can download or subscribe even via iTunes, which is strictlyum.com/iTunes.
Yes, it is.
Or you can listen to us on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/strictlyum. You can get us on Facebook, where quite a few people have. You can leave comments, and if they're good comments, we'll mention them. If they're bad comments, we'll take the piss.
Yes, of course. Come on, we'll give it a shout.
Leave some comments. They're always quite good to hear, especially from people that aren't features in the show, to hear what you're thinking about the show. Massey's had 2 glasses of water. I've had far too many beers. That's about it.
That's it.